Question 5. Now listen to a conversation between two students. Hi, Belinda. How are things going?
Not so good. I'm really tired.
You look tired. What's the problem?
Well, things with my roommate, Samantha, are getting worse.
What do you mean?
Remember how she was talking on her cell phone really late at night?
Yeah, I thought you had asked her to stop.
I did. She stopped for a while, but she started doing it again. I haven't been sleeping well all this week because of it.
Well, why don't you go talk to the residence advisor for your dorm room floor?
Well, I thought about that. The problem is, our RA is really strict, and Samantha has already gotten in trouble before with the RA.
Really? What about?
Samantha's former roommate reported her to the same RA last year. I'm afraid that if I report Samantha again to the RA, then Samantha will get in trouble.
I see your point. Although I do think that Samantha deserves to get in trouble for not stopping her behavior after she's been asked. Still, I understand that she's your friend.
Yes, she is. I just don't know what to do. I've got to get some sleep.
Have you thought about just switching rooms then?
Yeah, but I'm not thrilled with the idea of having to pack up all my stuff.
It might be a lot of trouble, but if it means you get a good night's sleep, it could be worth it.
Maybe you're right. Thanks for the advice.
The students discuss two possible solutions to the woman's problem. Describe the problem. Then state which of the two solutions you prefer and explain why.